nonsense. Praise God. And that's not just a cute title. When you're considering your eternal destiny, where you're going to spend eternity, there better be no nonsense about that consideration and that determination, because it's forever. It's not going on a trip and then you're back home to sleep in your own bed and be comfortable and your own surroundings and so on. No, this is forever. And oh my, the consideration of being in His presence forever is incredible. Hallelujah. And certainly don't want to go to the devil's domain. Hell was not made for you. It was not made for you. Amen. I believe it's Matthew 25:44 that says hell was made for the devil and his angels. Let them occupy that place. Let them have it all to themselves. Amen. And let's go to the place that God has for us. No nonsense. Amen. Thank you for your support of Brother Lamas. Amen. More funds coming in, Brother Lamas, and we'll be sending them on to your account.
Praise
and
God.
I know the expenses are great, but our God is going to provide. Amen. Come and preach. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be in the house of the Lord on a Thursday night. Everybody smile. If you can't smile, you must be a grump. Yeah, glory to God. Man, we sang some awesome songs tonight. My Lord, so they're getting on some of my work tonight, Sister Glover. Good to be in His house. Feel His presence. Whoa, Lord. We're going to attempt to go deep into the presence of the Lord tonight. Is that okay?
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Amen. Sister Glover, your support, the Sterling Church. Amen. In this time of crisis, amen. We're not sad. We're glad.
All right. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. It's happening. We're coming out, baby. We're coming out.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, hallelujah. Don't pity me and don't feel sorry for us, but keep praying for us.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Praise God. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Bishop, would you bless the word, sir?
Oh, God, we thank you for your powerful word. The word that spoke all things into existence. Now, Lord, that word can change us. That word can bring peace and comfort and strength. That word can bring correction and direction. Help us now, Lord God. Anoint your servant. I pray that you speak through him today. Let our hearts receive it. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the King. Wow. No nonsense. A continuation of the no nonsense message. Amen. Pastor Tommy, we have another one. I said, yeah. In fact, you know, I was so excited when he said that that I stayed up to almost midnight and added a few more parts to it. Really. And up at 4:30 this morning, raring to go. Oh, boy, boy. Woo, glory. But there's nothing like being in the presence of the King.
Right.
Let's lift up our hands. Thank you.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praying for those that are ill tonight, those that are commitments otherwise, and I guess there's many of them just about online as they are here tonight. Amen. But God is good. God is good all the time. No nonsense. I guess this is the 14th part. I don't know. I've done maybe 11 or 12 parts with you. Is it 12? I don't know. Maybe 13. But part number 14. Amen. I don't know when he's going to finish with this. I have no idea when he's going to continue. He just keeps working with me, Sister Hickles, on this. But amen. It's like he is on worship. We'll be in Homer on Sunday. I'll probably bring part number 8 to them. Hallelujah. But no nonsense. And I thought about this. If And I'll give you some scripture as we go along, because Pentecostals are very adamant on scripture. So we got some scripture tonight. Got some scripture tonight. Amen. If we want to grow, watch this. If we want to grow in warfare, think about this. If we want to grow in warfare, we need to shout out the name of Jesus. Jesus, you're awesome. Jesus, you're great. Jesus, you're out of sight. Jesus, you're with me. Jesus is all I need.
Glory to God. Amen.
Why do I say that? Because we know that there is power in the name of Jesus. First point, Brother Aaron. I got some PowerPoint as I go along here. Amen. Watch this. Jesus is the only name that can change the atmosphere. You got to grab it. Jesus is the only name that can change the atmosphere. I don't care if you came messy. I don't care if you came bummed out. I don't care if you're tired and you might be hurting. Things might be going the right way. But you say and shout the name of Jesus, it can change the atmosphere around you. I totally believe that. Woo! Praise God. Amen. And I'm glad that I am a church that believes that, and in the church of miracles, signs, and wonders. The operation of the gifts of the Spirit cannot be dormant in our apostolic churches. Right. Ooh, the glory rim. The glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. The glory rim is where true lovers of God break out in praise and into worship.
Praise God.
We sang about it tonight. Uh-huh. That ought to excite you. Psalm 145 and 146, time won't allow it, but in a kind of summarized state, it says this: His godly lovers, His godly lovers triumph in the glory of God, and their joyful praises will rise even while others sleep. It goes on to say, God's high and holy praises, and I'm paraphrasing, God's high and holy praises fill their mouths, for their shouted praises are their weapons of war. You need to fight the war? Shout, Jesus. Shout victory. Shout glory. Shout, it's all in Him. Shout, 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 shout. Shout, shout.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We started a long ago, what was it? In 2020 or 2021, I think it was. We started a long ago with all this series of no-nonsense messages when I came up here to Sterling year after year. Amen. And our main text, and we won't go there for time's sake, was Psalm 96, 1 through 9. If you remember, way back 2020 or 2021, something like that. We did the very first no nonsense here. Amen. And but just two verses here that still stick out. And I didn't know they were going to sing these songs tonight. It just all goes along with it.
All right. That's good.
Psalm 96, verse 4. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. And then verse 6, honor and majesty. We haven't really grasped the concept of those two words. Honor and majesty. Woo! If you would have just hold on to those two words, honor and majesty, it will bring you to tears. It will bring you to your knees. It will bring you, oh Lord, do I really, really realize how awesome you are? Despite of my craziness, do I realize how awesome you are? How majestic you are? How wonderful you are?
Praise God.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. And then we have used the scriptures in Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And then we also in times past in a no nonsense went to Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need a refreshing, that's what I want us to go deep in the presence of God. If you need a refreshing, you come into the presence of God. I can't figure out why in the world, as I travel, people are so afraid to lift up their hands. People are so afraid to worship. People are so afraid to praise. People are so afraid to come to an altar. They say, okay, I just want to be a surface Christian. If that's how you're going to be, I want to get into his presence. I want to see and experience the glory. I want him to do a number on me. Because if you work and you have a job, all week long you're fighting with all kind of critters. You're rubbing shoulders with all kinds of stuff. Oh, so on a Thursday night, on a Tuesday night, on a Sunday, I'm coming into your presence. You know why I can come into his presence tonight? Because I come into his presence at home. Huh? So if I need a refreshing, I need to come into his presence. Why? Praise and worship makes the enemy flee. So we speak it. So we sing it. So we say it. Praise and worship makes the enemy flee. In saying that, ladies and gents, do not lose your sound of praise and of worship coming out of your mouth, coming out of your lips. There's power in the name of Jesus. Jesus! There's so much power. And I know we take some of these songs for granted, which we shouldn't. And I know we take some of these sayings for granted, which we shouldn't. But there is so much power in praise and worship. And I'm telling you, ladies and gents, tonight, when you praise and worship God, woo! When you praise and worship God, I don't know about you, but Lamas sets himself up for Sister Glover for a divine encounter. Because I need him. I need an encounter with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Help! Help! I need an encounter. I need an encounter, not only in a time of crisis, but I need him in the good days. I need him in the crazy days. I need him in the bad days. I need him in the ugly days. I need him, Sister Nichols, all day long, all week long, all year long. Woo! Divine encounters. We can sing all we want to, folks, and we did a wonderful praise tonight. Because I believe a praise and worship team, whether it's with everything up here or whether it's a cappella, I believe a praise and worship team will usher you and I into the presence of God. So we can sing all we want to, but I just want to remind you folks tonight, worship is more than just a song. Worship. Here I am. Worship changes the atmosphere. All witchcraft is gone. All hatred is gone. All envy is gone. All striving gone. All messing up is gone. Worship changes the atmosphere.
Praise God, praise God.
Glory! Makes no sense until it makes sense. It's really no nonsense until it makes some kind of sense. It's safe to say, on the authority of all that is revealed in the Word of God, that any man or any woman here in this house or anywhere else on this global world or earth who is bored and turned off by worship, baby, you're not ready for heaven. Hey, that's right, Bishop. Why? Because a lukewarm Christian is no threat to the devil. You cannot rebuke a devil that you and I are comfortable with. Now, I'm going to hate you tonight, and I'm going to encourage you tonight, and I'm going to whatever it is tonight. I'm telling you, you're not going to get better stepping out of God's word and stepping out of God's will. Keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. Saturate yourself in the love of God. Love God. Love the church. And I'll go further than that. You better love. You better love. You better love. You better love Sterling Pentecostal Church, because this is your haven. This is your church. Love God, love your church. Love God, love your church.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Because the world never gives, it only takes. You got to be faithful enough to yourself to maintain your walk with God. Yeah. We often say, I'm going to repeat a few things in the past. I'm bringing them into this word here tonight. We often say, Lord, save me from others. But not, Lord, save me from myself. Don't fix llamas. Fix them critters out there. Makes me feel better? No. Huh? Because I'm telling you, hear me. Mean and evil people just don't hurt others. They take pride in the pain they cause and then try to blame their victims. I gotta say, I was wrong. You ever apologize to your family? You ever apologize for being mean and ugly at times? I have. I've apologized to my wife. I've apologized to my daughter. I've apologized to my mom. I've apologized to my son-in-law. And I've apologized to my granddaughter. I was wrong. I am sorry is in the fact the predicate is of the Christian life. It should not be very hard for us to say, I was wrong, forgive me, if we continue to follow Jesus. Huh? Yeah. Hang around people that are good for your mental health and nervous system. Don't blame the devil for everything. Sometimes bad things happen because we done messed up. We done said some stupid stuff. And now we're paying the price. Ain't nobody stupid but us. I got quiet here. There's no such thing as an arrogant, selfish, self-centered, narrow-minded Christian. If you're not humbled, it's hard for Bishop or anybody else to mentor or coach you, whether you're here tonight or whether you're online tonight. There's no such thing as an arrogant, selfish, self-centered, narrow-minded Christian. If you're not humble, it's hard to be mentored. It's hard to be coached. And if that's the case, it's going to be very hard for you and I to get better.
That's true.
Yeah. We like to use Psalm 51 and 10. Most of us can quote it. We like to use Psalm 51 and 10 on other people. When the truth be told, you need to use it on yourself. Passion Translation says this. I'm talking to llamas tonight, okay? Y'all smiling now? Keep creating in me a clean heart. Fill me with pure thoughts and holy desires, ready to please you. Then in verse 12, it says, let my passion for life be restored. Taste and joy. Woo! Taste and joy in what? In every breakthrough you bring to llamas. Hold me close to you. Wow, God. Woo! Hold me close to you with a willing spirit that obeys whatever you say. Next one, Brother Aaron. Truth will always disrupt hell. Let that sink in. Truth will always disrupt hell. Now, I don't have time to elaborate because we need to move on. Next one. Got to go. A church without deliverance and dunamis or dynamite power is just a daycare. I thought maybe that'd get your attention. Next one. I got to move on because I got some more stuff here. Hell either knows you or has you. Huh? Hell either knows you or has you. You know what hell is? Hell knows llamas. I don't want hell to have me. Who has you folks tonight? Next one, sir. Jesus didn't come to redecorate your jail cell. He came to set you free. Woo! Glory! Praise! Glory! Praise! Glory! He came to set us free! Woo! You're going to do your own homework on these because we got to move on here. Next one, sir. We usually put better filters on our selfies than we do our hearts. Hello, somebody. Huh? See, you cannot look like your history when you are about to enter a destiny. You can't. Because in a moment, I'm right here. Next moment, I'm here. The next moment, Sister Nicholas, I'm here.
Right.
Moment after moment. Yes. God is great. I'm moving into my destiny, my moving into my moments, and I'm praying that I'm catching a glimpse of His glory and of His power and of His might, because my moments are moving me into my destiny. So my moment after moment is God's greater.
Yeah.
The worth of any goal is to be measured by the obstacles you're willing to overcome to reach it. Think about that. Never go to bed in strife. Whether you be a co-worker at work, whether you be a spouse, kids, grandkids, brothers and sisters in Christ, pastor, first lady. You better not be mad at pastor, first lady, but better make it up before midnight. You're going to be in deep trouble. Deep trouble. Never go to bed in strife. It's a root that grows more bitter by the minute. We don't have time to go here, but I want to summarize this. In James, you can do it when you get home. James chapter 3, verses 6 through 18. James 3, verses 6 through 18. I'll summarize it real quick. Here it is. For jealousy and selfishness, pride, are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Forgiveness, mercy, grace, and love will set you free. Amen. It will. Amen. Think about it. Right. James is a crazy book, man. He'll get you started, man. He'll make you go to the altar every hour. Next one. The trials, tribulations, temptations, and circumstances in life will shrink or stretch your faith. Okay. Think about that. Yeah. I'm telling us here tonight that the strongholds of anger and pride need to be gone out of our lives. We will block the blessings that God wants to bestow upon us if we continue in jealousy, anger, and pride. I'm telling us, all of us here tonight, that a prideful heart won't submit to conviction. I'll say it again. I'm telling all of us here tonight that a prideful heart won't submit to conviction. You know why? It will defend its sins. Have we lost the art of compassion? Our altars need to turn to nurseries. See, that Goliath that you're facing or facing right now or faced before, that Goliath did not come to kill you, ladies and gentlemen. It came to reveal you. Who you are! Who really are you? We must remember that battle raging in your mind has your future in its crosshairs. Watch this. Those limiting beliefs, comparisons, and complaints are your destiny's enemies. Take them captive. Tear them down. Rip them from your imagination tonight. They hold only the power that you and I grant them. And don't fret. Because demons resist you and fight against your purpose. Fret when they stop, because that means you are no longer a threat to them. Y'all still here? Is this all right? If Jesus is on the boat, no storm can stop you from achieving your destiny. God will use, ladies and gentlemen, God will use our storms to prepare and mold us for the next season ahead. Easy won't make it better. It will make you comfortable. And growth comes when we are being stretched. We are uncomfortable when we are forced to go beyond what we thought we were capable of. I come to tell Sterling Pentecostal Church, SPC, have a warrior mentality. Okay. Yes. Yes. not a weak mentality. You have to be more determined than the opposition. If you give up every time things don't go your way, you know what? You don't want it bad enough. Hell has been in my home for a while. I might have said this the last time. Hell has been in my home for a while. But ladies and gentlemen, it's driving us to our miracle. Jesus said it would never be easy. He said it would be worth it. Don't tremble. Don't tremble in the time of your dilemma. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm tired, Bishop. And I know you probably, and Sister Glover and maybe the church, have had ugly comments and nasty stuff and all that kind of stuff. But I'm tired of people telling me, sis, that you done some things bad. You're wrong. You're this. You're that. That's not gonna be going through this right now. Man, shut up. Just check your cotton picking mouth. Because I got a statement for those kind of idiots. And it's going to help some of you here tonight. Next statement. What I got out of my trial. Next statement. You can be in the will of God and in the middle of a storm. Come on. I'll say it again. A pen of tears. You can be in the will of God and in the middle of a storm. So shut up, Nathan. Shut up. I'm in the will of God. Even though I'm in the middle of a storm, it doesn't make sense. It's no nonsense. But sooner or later, Pastor, it's going to make sense. And God will get the glory. God will get the praise. God will get the honor. You're great. You're awesome. You're out of sight.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Sister Walker wouldn't be here tonight. You run for the grace and saving grace of God. All they've been through. Yeah. Over the years, God has led me down pathways that I would have never chosen for myself. Glory, 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 glory. When God opens the door, ask him for the fearlessness to walk through it. You'll be surprised at how fear and insecurity, you'll be surprised at how fear and insecurity will make you shy away from the very thing that you and I prayed for. God will give you the grace. I'm telling you tonight. God will give you the grace to walk by faith, but he won't move your legs. That's on you. That's on me. Huh? It's not on Pastor. Pastor said, hey, I'm going to pray. Go. Go. Come on now. When the devil gets in your face, hit him back with praise. No, we gonna go praying in my Dr. Peppers and my Monsters. No, no way. I'm gonna hit Tom, but you know, I'm gonna hit him back. God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. I can't sing, but at least I'm singing. Some people come to church, they can sing, they won't sing. I can't sing, and I'll sing. Then you're not in the Bible. You must not be apostolic. God is great. Last Sunday, we didn't have any music. We were in home. Sister Steiner is out of town. So Sister Sober was singing. Boy, she sang that beautiful song that when I first got into church in the 70s. I said, man, that's music to my ears. She sang this song. And I believe I've heard Sister Glover singing in past years. And she knows it by heart. Some of you elders might know it. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Woo! Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me,
yes.
Counselor.
My Prince of Peace is
he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. There it is, the key. Praise his name. Come on. When the devil gets in your face, hit him back with praise. Talk, sing, shout, whatever you need to do. Let him say what he wants to say. Just keep praising God and let God put chains around him. Ah, next point. I really believe this right here. God can take your battlefield and turn it into a blessing field. Yes, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I totally believe it. The saddest day for a demon is when they lose their ability to influence an apostolic believer. Hit him back with praise. Hit him back with worship. Hit him back with a song. Uh-huh. Hit him back with a warrior mentality prayer. Hit him back!
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
May the fire of God destroy any demon that is blocking your progress the rest of this year. Can I go a little further?
Uh-huh.
A little further?
Sure.
It's another song, but I'm just going to talk it out. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon my soul.
All right.
Now I'm going to change the words a little bit because this wasn't planned, but you know what? I just might have to take these boogers off. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon my soul, we dance, we worship, we rejoice, we shout, we pray, we holler, hallelujah, amen. When the Spirit, I'm going to walk and I'm going to run. Woo! I'm going to holler, I'm going to shout. I may look like an idiot, but that's better than looking like a born idiot. Come on. Woo! I'm going to holler, I'm going to shout. I'm going to praise when the Spirit, why? Because that's the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. I'm going to, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know why? Because it is all a fragrance to God. Come on, church. Come on. It's all a fragrance to God. And there's no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow a knee before his throne. I am amazed by your glory. Woo!
You,
embraced by your mercy. Oh Lord, I choose to worship you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. At the altar, Jesus can release us from so much heaviness if we will allow him to. And I'm going to say at SPC here, because I see it in the lower 48, throughout this district, throughout my district, throughout Alaska, Florida, Chicago, Montana, Nevada, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Ohio, where I've preached here and there. I'll say it again. at the altar. Jesus can release us from so much heaviness if we allow him to. Now, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I feel sorry for people that never make a move to the altar. You must be God. You must be high and mighty. You must think you got it all together. There's so much heaviness. And a lot of people, week in and week out, not everybody, but a lot of people leave with such heaviness because we're afraid of the altar. I need an altar. I need Bishop, lay hands on me. I need an altar, folks. I need an altar. I'm not too good, high and mighty, after we've been saved for 50 years and preaching over 40 years. We're not too high and mighty to repent. We're not too high and mighty. I need him. I need to pray through. I need another touch. I need his glory. I need him to embrace me. I'm not afraid of God's altar. Who do you think you are? SPC and online tonight. Problem is, people are afraid most of the time to go to the altar because it will convict them of their sin and of their heaviness. So what?
Right.
So what?
Amen.
Conviction is the voice of love. Would you realize that? Conviction is not a bad thing. What do we get? That the word conviction is nasty. It ain't, Pastor Glover.
Oh, no.
Conviction. What's conviction? Conviction is the voice of love. That says, Lamish, you can do better than this. Huh? Huh? There was a time back in the 70s and early 80s, Brother Dees and Brother Billy Stanley, there was a time when the fire of God will fall and no one had to tell you to live right, to talk right, to walk right. I'm preaching to myself. And bringing our sins, our shortcomings before God isn't a shock or disappointment to him. It's evident of an obedient and Lamas' repentant heart. Huh? It's exactly what God wants us to do. Man, I don't know about you, but I have endured. I have had heartache, man, after heartache, after heartache. I've been broken! But here I stand, still filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins, and being restored and renewed time and time and time and time and time again. And a lot of times I ain't done nothing wrong, but I need him. Maybe a thought or two crossed my mind, which is normal. I need to embrace him. Help! It's love, Lord. I don't know about SPC tonight. Hey, Lord! It's Lamas tonight on the Thursday night. I am totally and desperate standing in the need of prayer. And I need your glory. I can't function without your glory. I can't live without your glory presence.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I will never forget the hard lessons. I will never forget the hard lessons that made me stronger. You want to backslide, that's your business. But these lessons are making me stronger. Ain't nothing wrong with God Ain't nothing wrong with Pastor First Lady. Ain't nothing wrong with SPC. Ain't nothing wrong back there at my home just with Bishop and Sister Scott Lewis and the Pentecostals, the West Houston. Ain't nothing wrong. It's me standing tonight. I need him. It's me. I'm never going to forget this hard stuff. It's making me better. It's making me stronger. God is omnipotent, all powerful. God is omniscient, all knowing, infinite. God is omnipresent, everywhere at the same time. There is no location where he does not inhabit. God is holy. God is good. God is just. God is merciful. God is judgment. Oh yeah. God is gracious. God is loving. God is faithful. God is glorious. God is help me. God is sovereign. He's worthy tonight. He's worthy tonight of all our praise and worship now and forever. I want more of the Holy Ghost. I want more of the Holy Ghost. I've got to have more that I may reach others and reap a harvest to be empowered by God. See? Because hallelujah people, and I think that's what we are tonight, right? Hallelujah people need a revolution of a outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Think about that. Because God in this end time, and I'm fixing to close, God is looking for people that know how to entertain his magnificent, majestic, glorious, awesomeness, presence. I believe Pastor Glover, I believe that we have entered a moment in which a great gift called hunger is being released to the body of Christ in general. I believe it! It's being released. You better catch the SPC. It's being released. There's a hunger in this end time. Because the hungry will wait upon him. They are intentional about the pursuit of his presence. And they will receive the outpouring. Watch this. They will receive the outpouring of fresh oil. Come on. Why? Why will they receive fresh oil? Because they will be in the process and they will go on the move. Remember what I said a while ago? Moment by moment. Movement by movement. Moment by moment, Sister Walker. Movement by movement. He is greater. And it is when we realize and we stand in awe of him that his majestic and that the glory, Brother Thomas, comes down amongst us and comes down upon my brother and comes down. This is what I desired. This is all I needed. But I realized that I had to move moment by moment in my great moments before God. Yeah. Yes, they will move. They will move in the midst of the moment. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? We read the scriptures way from the beginning, real quick, as I close, huh? For the Lord, we sang it tonight. For the Lord is great. Yes. Don't we understand, or has that become just mundane to us, normal. For God is great and greatly to be praised. Verse 6, honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty in his sanctuary. Lord, usher us tonight as we stand. Usher us tonight. Because we're here in moments right. Even though just a few of us tonight, it don't matter tonight. This has been ordained by the Lord because Pastor felt it tonight. No nonsense until it makes sense that it doesn't make sense. That it will come back to making sense. I believe with all of my heart for SPC that there's a fresh outpouring coming in this season coming up. I truly, truly, honestly believe. And I will dance and I will shout and I will holler and I will cry and I will sing and I will glorify his name. Oh, God! Let's worship. Come on. Let's worship him. Let's worship. Let's worship.